Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show.
But Lisa, last week we were asking women, if you're in this situation right now with a guy, he's done you wrong somehow, some way, and you're starting to think that maybe you should take him back, call us up, because we don't know anything about the situation. We're not close to you or anything like that. We may be able to give you like an objective opinion on if you should take him back or not. Well, Lisa called us on Wednesday with this news.
He's this wonderful guy for about a year, and at the end of that year, we were talking about getting married. I mean, we talked about buying a house together. He had a great job. I had a great job, and I could see kids with this man. We're very serious, and then I don't know what happened. Like, he just went through this, like, midlife crisis at 27, and he just kind of freaked out and just decided he wanted to own a bar. And so he up and left Atlanta and moved to Philadelphia to his uncle's bar to learn how to run and own a bar. And we tried to do the long distance thing, but then it didn't work out. And then, so we broke up, and then, a long story short, it's been almost a year, and now he wants to come back to Atlanta. And here's the thing. I have all these mutual friends, and he doesn't know that I know that right after, like, 5 minutes after we broke up, the hostess that was working in the bar with him moved in with him.
Oh.
Yeah. 5 minutes. I mean, he probably walked across the street to work and said, hey, why don't you move in with me, and whatever. And so now, through my mutual friends, I know that he's coming back to Atlanta, and he wants to get back together.
He's coming back when?
Friday. And he wants to ask me to marry him.
Right, so that's where we left off with Lisa last week. So at this point, none of us know if he proposed or not. Good morning, Lisa. You're back on The Voice Disguiser. How are you?
I'm good. How are you all?
Doing okay. Good. All right, where do you want to pick it up? Because we haven't talked to you since Wednesday.
Okay, so he came back into town on Friday, like my friend said, but then he didn't call me. He didn't call me until Saturday, like about midday. And he said he wanted to see me, and I agreed to it. And then he said he wanted to take a drive, and we drove out to Marietta. And we drove to this townhouse, and he said, he asked me if I would move in with him if he bought this townhouse. And it was a gorgeous place, and it was something that I thought that I really wanted. And I know I wanted that last year, but, you know, just sitting there in the car with him, I realized that that's not what I wanted. That after a year of him being gone, and us breaking up, and it just being so painful, and him moving in with that other girl, I just didn't want that anymore.
Wait, we're going entirely too fast here. All right, so, okay. Dude calls you up, right?
Uh-huh.
What was that initial conversation like? Because it's been a year now, and this guy just calls out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. He doesn't know that you know he's in town, so...
Did you fake a surprise?
Did he want it to be a surprise?
No, did you fake like you had no idea this call was coming?
No, I knew that he would call.
But right, did you let him know that?
I think there was really no way that I could hide it.
Okay.
Because we know each other so well.
So how does he start off the conversation? I mean, this guy, I can't believe the sack on this guy. I mean, after a year, he doesn't talk to you at all.
What are you talking about?
What?
That's, I think that's, like, any girl, if this worked out well, you know, we know how this one sounds like it's going, but if this worked out well, you'd be like, oh my God, he left her for a year, then he comes back and he picks out a gorgeous townhome for them to live in, and he calls her and says, I want to show you something. That's like, that's like Lifetime movie story.
That's exactly it.
But you got to take
the
other girl.
That's not the real world.
As long as, but the difference is that other girl was a part of the picture. Like that, the issue.
Well, yeah, but
it's romantic if that other girl had never been involved.
Even with that other girl involved, it's romantic. Like, I think his intentions are good, and
I think it's rude.
I think if she was still into him and she loved him, like, I think then this would be an awesome, I think people would, oh my God, it was so great.
This guy, he broke up and 5 minutes later he's got another woman, which indicates to me that he obviously was seeing somebody else while he was seeing her.
Right.
Because you don't ask somebody
to move in.
And he's obviously seeing the error of his ways, and he's willing to put down $100,000 or however much a townhouse costs.
Did he ever bring up the other girl?
He never did.
Because my assumption was that it just didn't work out with her, so he's jumping back to try to get back with Lisa.
That's what I kind of felt like, too. Mm. Or, yeah, that was one of my biggest fears, but I never brought it up.
Okay.
Did he ever apologize for disappearing for a year? Or what did he say on the phone that was so nice that you were like, yeah, sure, I'll pick right back up where we left off?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was a combination of we'd been together for so long, and I cared so much about him, and we just really knew each other. And yeah, he did apologize.
Because did you mention that you thought you were soulmates last week?
Yeah, I thought that I would spend my life with him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he pulls you up in front of this townhouse, and he's faking like he can afford it? Because didn't you also tell us that he was broke?
Yeah.
You don't mess with no broke.
I can't believe how much grief you guys are giving this guy.
I find very little romantic about it.
I don't think that what he's doing is proper.
He's broke.
How do you know?
She told us.
She told us.
Right, how does she know? Yeah. She's hearing from friends of friends who thought that he was coming to town to propose, and he's not coming to town to propose. He's obviously coming to town to say, move in with me.
Dude.
See, like I said, if the other woman had not been a part of this picture, I can see where he's coming from, but the fact that he left her right to another woman's arms makes me look like, well, she dumped him, now he's running
and
back to Lisa.
And if this story was going differently, you guys would be like, oh my God, look at him trying to do the right thing. He's trying to make it right. He's willing to buy you a house.
You can't take out very, very key points that are fact, though.
Because when we talked to Lisa on Wednesday, we gave her our advice on what we thought, you know, whether or not she should get back with this guy. And Jen and I both were saying no because of the other woman.
But
not right away.
I know, but I think you guys are coming down on him for it's an amazing attempt.
And never acknowledge the other woman
really.
It's not.
You can't just pick off from just the attempt. There's a history here of screwing around.
You have to acknowledge
he's taking all you guys, all women want. All three of you, is for men to pay attention and do great, amazing things.
Pay attention. And he ignored her for a year.
But here he's trying to do something awesome, and you guys are hammering him.
Here's the deal. It sounds like he makes one quick apology on the phone and then says, fast forward, let's move in together. Not a apology on the phone. Take her. Like, to me, like, it's going to be a build up to that. Like,
but this is
let's
such
move in together so you can pay for a townhouse that I can't afford. That's
he
not
never
romantic.
Said that. You don't know that he's broke.
She knows it.
How
broke.
Does she know? She hasn't talked to him
the
in a year.
The only thing that we can talk about is what she's telling us.
How did you ask him how he was going to afford the townhouse?
No, I didn't.
Did you talk about anything?
You're because you're going to pay for it.
Because you never, you
no,
never brought up the other woman. You never.
I mean, that's right. After a year, I just didn't feel like, hey, let's get back together, let's move in together, let's play house together. Like, it should be a build-up. He should try to rebuild with me. And it didn't feel like he was really going to do that.
Yeah, I think it's awfully
I think he was just looking for a quick fix.
Mm-hmm.
To get his life back, and that's just not really how it works.
I would have totally asked about this other woman.
Yeah, I don't. There's
no way you're leaving me, and then I'm not, and then you come running back, and then we're not going to even talk about it?
I just didn't feel like I needed to talk about it because...
Now, did you say last week that she went up to Philadelphia with him?
No.
She was already
the waitress at a bar, at the bar that he worked at or something.
She was the hostess.
But they did move in together.
She was
the
hostess at the bar.
But they moved in before he went to Philadelphia.
No, he moved in.
He moved there. We broke up, and then the next week they moved in together.
Here
in Atlanta. Then he takes off. Okay. And yeah. At that point, you don't know if they went to Philly or not together.
I think you guys have the story right.
You guys have it wrong.
I don't have it right.
He moved to Philadelphia.
Okay.
To work at his family member's bar.
Got it.
Then they tried to do the long distance thing, Lisa and him. It didn't work out, so they broke up. So the hostess of the bar or waitress moved in with him in Philadelphia.
Got it.
They had their little relationship or whatever.
Okay.
Then that fell apart. Now he's coming back here and he's trying to make it work with Lisa.
Okay. That changes absolutely nothing, but okay, at least I have the facts straight. Hold on one second, okay, Lisa? I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to take some calls and then I'll come back and we'll talk to you too, okay?
Okay.
Go ahead, Tess. You're on the Burt Show.
Good morning, Burt Show.
Hey.
Good morning.
Hey.
Let me tell you, there are so many holes in this story, it's like a piece of Swiss cheese.
All right. What do you got?
Give me a break. You're telling me your soulmate, who you're going to spend the rest of your life with, takes off and shacks up with some girl, and he comes back one day, and you don't rip him a new one? You don't even bring up the girl's name? Come on.
Yeah, I don't know how you do that. I don't know how you spend a half a day
with
somebody.
That's the first thing we're talking about.
Yeah, and you never, ever, ever mention it. If this is your soulmate and you guys are supposed to be so open with each other, how do you not even bring that up?
Well, there is no way.
I mean, in her defense, she did say she didn't feel like going into all of it because she doesn't want to be with him.
Right.
She's decided this isn't for her. It was moving too fast or whatever, so she didn't even want to get into all that because it's over.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Tracy. How are you?
I'm great. My comment was is that basically she's getting a lot of hearsay, which really has nothing to do with nothing. And basically, if she just, talk to him, see what he has to say. Get everything out in the open. And to me, it seems like you don't want to talk about the girlfriend because you didn't want to hear any bad noise, any bad news. And you just wanted to keep it all sunshiny and smiley, and you just didn't want to hear the facts. Ask him, what is up with, who is this girl? What's up with this? And just get the facts. You're hearing rumors. I mean, for him to take you to your your new home or whatever, that's not what his friend says that he was going to do. Stop going by the hearsay and go to him. Just get it all out in the open and move on with your life.
Thank you for calling. Here's Amanda with a theory. Hey, Amanda.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Good morning.
Good. My comment was, how does she know that she was not just a roommate, that he moved up there and he just needed help? And, because it was, after they broke up a week or so later, maybe she was just a roommate.
Could be, but she didn't bring the woman up.
Now,
she didn't even ask any questions.
So. I know there's exceptions to the rule, but for guys, couldn't you say that most guys don't have girl roommates that they don't want to sleep with? Right?
I don't know about that, but I'll guarantee you she wasn't a roommate.
Okay.
Like, I think you could probably have a girl roommate that you don't want to sleep with, but I don't think she was one of them.
Okay.
Like, the fact that I think he obviously, like, you guys are so convinced that they were messing around. Like, he may have done the right thing. Like, the fact that she moved in so quickly says to me that he was like, you know what, this is the girl I want to be with, but I'm going to be manly about it and dump my long distance thing and move her in 24 hours later. Like, I don't know if he was.
I think he was screwing around with her because she was there. He was having the relationship in Atlanta, and it just didn't work out with her. Destiny thinks this is a romantic story. Hey, Destiny.
Thank you.
Hey, I was going to say, normally I'm a realist and pretty negative, but I totally agree with Jeff. I think something about it's romantic. Yeah, he probably did have a fling with this girl, probably realized that she wasn't the one that he was supposed to be with was in Atlanta, and he makes this huge step, and I feel like if she has any feelings for this guy at all, that she would be crazy just to, like everybody else has said, not have open communication with this guy. Because most people would be, curious of why he would drop everything.
Right.
I think she needs to ask questions because, if it is that person, we all know how hard it is to find that person. So why not at least ask, at least dig a little bit deeper.
Yeah, I don't know how you even go 1 hour. I don't even know how you go 1 hour without starting to ask questions about it.
Well, if she's over him, like if it's, if it's where she sees him for the first, the minute she sees him, she's like, oh, nope, game over.
Mm-hmm.
Then she, like, whatever.
Lisa's
like,
back.
I'm wasting my time right now.
Hey, Lisa, is that how you were feeling? Like this was all a waste of time anyway? Because emotionally you were just like, you're cut off from this guy anyway. So the details really don't even matter to you?
Yeah. And that's why I didn't ask about the other girl.
Because it just didn't really matter to me. Because I just felt like there was nothing there after that year of a lot of pain and turmoil and confusion. Mm-hmm. I have nothing left for him, really.
Women can do that, man. When you turn it off, it's done. That switch is done sometimes, man, and there's no going back.
Well, the reason is it takes us so long to get to that point. We have to go through so much to finally be fed up that once we're done, we are done.
That is a theory that in breakups, women deal with it right away. Mm-hmm. So she dealt with it right away over this year. She's had some time to sort of heal from it, but maybe there was like a crack in that door that was still open, you know, that little bit of doubt. But I think women really do go through the emotions and deal with it, whereas guys, for the most part, are just in denial, and they're like, whatever, rebound, and then they're not even functioning with, you know, dealing with those feelings until much later.
Lisa, let me ask you this. If the situation was a little bit different, and his approach this weekend was a little bit different, okay? So, this is all theory. 3 weeks ago, he gives you a call, and he says, Lisa, I'm coming back to Atlanta. I really, really, really need to talk to you. Do you have some time? Okay, you say, sure, let's just hang out for a couple of hours on Saturday, right? He comes back in on Saturday. He tells you everything. I have to be honest with you. I made a million different mistakes over the last year. When I was in Philadelphia, I thought I fell in love with a woman. I moved her into the house. It was a mistake. And for the last year, I've been paying for that mistake, and I just want to be with you. This is our new house. Does that change anything? Or are you done?
Yeah, it doesn't really change anything because he's still like, I'm so ready to make it right. We should do it right away.
So that switch is off and it is over.
Well, yeah, also, I mean, I think it also is a reflection of how he handles things. Whether bad or good, it doesn't matter. He's just quick to the draw. Like, he moved away quickly. He moved the woman in quickly. He's coming back. He wants you to move in quickly. So that's who he is. And so that's, you know, something you have to factor in, too. I mean, you've obviously made your decision, but you can't ignore his pattern.
Maybe he just needs to be alone for a little while.
No, he's going to go back to Philly. He'll hook up with the other girl.
The other hostess.
Or he's going to drive her down to the townhouse and go, hey, what do you think of this townhouse?
All right, Lisa, thank you for sharing with us. We appreciate
it. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Good luck.
Hey, thanks. Bye.
Yeah, man, women turn that thing off. It is done. It is hard to go back.
But I think it's because of what Melissa said. I think that we go through it and come to that place. I don't think that we're light switches quite like men are.
Right.
I think it takes a long time to get there, but once you're there, you've already been through all the emotion of it, so there's no turning back.
The Burt Show. Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.